Andy, there it is. The celebrity hotline is ringing.
That can only be one person, the guy who is going to be on 92.5 XTU tomorrow night. 2 hours of uninterrupted Kenny Chesney. We cannot wait.
I can't wait. Yeah. It's just such a fun night. The energy that comes from that group of people inside that football stadium is unlike anything that I feel. You know, it's crazy. Those people out in the parking lot. When the last several years that I've been there, you know, I get up fairly early and I go work out. You know, and as on my way back down that road that goes in between the Philly Stadium and the Eagles Stadium, right? Mm-hmm. And that big parking lot to the right there. It's already like people are lined up to get in there like at 8:30 or 9 o'clock in the morning. It's unbelievable. But it just gets me fired up. You know, you can imagine what that does to someone to see people care that much.
Oh, it's awesome. Well, you know, we have to thank you for that because you put on such a great show that going to your concerts is one of those, like, lifetime moments. You know, people kind of gear up all year for it.
Well, that means a lot to me. But I tell you right now, I mean, people ask me all the time, like, what's your favorite moment of the day? And not to sound cliche, but it literally is. It's like the first note of every mm-hmm. night because, you know, all those fans out there are anticipating you coming back to town and playing music, and they're anticipating that moment. And we're backstage all day anticipating that moment. And those two things meet. It's a very powerful feeling, you know. And it's I never get tired of feeling that, and it's incredible. In Philadelphia. It really is.
Well, we're going to miss you on stage this year, but when you get to go to a show, who do you like to see? Like, what's the last concert you went to as a fan?
But the last concert that I was in the crowd for was, I'll tell you what we did. We were in rehearsals, and Van Halen played at the arena where we were rehearsing. We were been in a big rehearsal hall, and I bought 30 tickets to that concert
so
my band and crew and everybody could go, and we were on the floor with the fans.
Awesome.
It was so much fun, you know. So that's the last time I went actually paid and sat in the crowd and went to a show.
Do you go incognito, or do people know who you are?
Yeah, no, I didn't go incognito. I just kind of went. Some people knew, but it wouldn't, you know. Luckily, they were there to see Eddie and not me.
Tomorrow night, hometown tailgate with Kenny Chesney. 2 hours commercial-free from 9 to 11. We are so excited for the show, Kenny. Thanks for doing this.
Woohoo!
I can't wait, guys. Thanks.
The Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.